The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And it'll be Katie Plotkey to do it. 15-14 Vikings. The serve across to Young. Above the net. Joust picked up, saved by Northwest. They play on. Davidson sets to the outside. Here's the attack. Blocked! The Northwest is your state champ! Kennedy Keyser!
Today, it's live coverage of the Class B State Tournament featuring the defending state champion, Grand Island Northwest Vikings. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And Keyser with the safe serve from deep off the back line across to Richter's overpassed into the net. It is flicked over. Free ball here for Northwest. Plotkey sets sorehand, unloads down and good, and Northwest remains undefeated.
After finishing as state runner-ups five consecutive years, Northwest broke through last season and has the state's longest winning streak, entering the tournament with 64. The run to 67 continues today. It's the Northwest Vikings State Tournament action coming up next. But first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Great Island with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from Grand Island Senior High School. The 2013 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament is moments away from beginning, and we've got you covered here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for the first of four matches here today on Classic Hits, featuring Grand Island Northwest, the defending Class B state champion. They're undefeated at 36-0 and have won 64 straight matches, taking on the Lady Orange of Beatrice. Plenty of area teams are also playing this morning in the 9 a.m. games. Grand Island Senior High is playing at the Heartland Events Center against Millard West. Also, Hastings St. Cecilia is playing Lutheran High Northeast. That game is on 12:30 a.m. KHAS at Grand Island Northwest. And at Grand Island Central Catholic, it is Layton taking on Giltner. And that can be heard live on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We remind you that all of our radio games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's Northwest and Beatrice here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we'll be back with the starting lineups in a moment.
This. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for this opening round quarterfinal matchup in Class B, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visitors from Beatrice, the Lady Orange rotation will begin with number 3. 5'4" senior setter, Hannah Lafler. Number 17, 5'11" senior outside hitter is Tori Suter. She'll be followed by number 6, 5'7" senior middle blocker, Jordan Ragland. Number four, 6'1", sophomore outside hitter, Hannah Sexton. Number 10, 5'9", senior outside hitter, Courtney Jurgens. And number 8, 6'1", junior middle hitter, Kimberly Higgins. The libero is number 5, 5'5", senior, Taylor Osborne. The head coach of the Beatrice Lady Orange is Melissa Carper, assisted by Lana Wilkin, Francie Wilbers, and Arnie Cerny. Orange are 22-11 on the season, and they are here on a wild card. 22-11 on the season. Excuse me, they beat Sydney in the sub-state, the new sub-state of this year in that 8-9 matchup. They did play Grand Island Northwest in their third match of the year at their own tournament, which Northwest won 2-0. They're out of the River Cities Conference, making their 12th state tournament appearance. We're last here in 2011. For Grand Island Northwest, number 3 is 5'3 senior center Mackenzie Burnham. Number 1, 5'6 senior outside hitter is Aaron Sorhan. Number 17, 5'11 senior middle hitter Alyssa Martin. Number 4, 6-foot senior right side hitter Katie Plonkey. Number 25, 5'10 senior outside hitter is Mackenzie Brown. And number 26, 5'9 senior middle hitter is Kennedy Keiser. The libero is number 30, 5'9 senior Angie Carlini. The head coach of the Northwest Vikings is Diane Rose, assisted by Ann Purdy, Lindsay Harders, Lindy Davenport, and Kelly Rail. Northwest is a perfect 36-0 on the season. They defeated Gehring in the sub-states on Saturday. And, of course, they are the defending state champions, looking for their 7th consecutive state final after being the runner-up from 2007 through 2011. They captured the state championship in exciting 16-14 fifth set fashion last season. They're out of the Central Conference, their 22nd state tournament appearance. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney. And we're back with more after this.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Remember, this is just the first of four games today here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back this afternoon with a triple header. Kearney Catholic Shadron at 4, Bertrand Wallace at 6:30, and Minden Wahoo at 8:30. Again on the breeze, 94.5. Giltner just getting ready to play Layton, and Axtell will play Howells Dodge tonight at 8:30. All four games in Grand Island have area teams competing today. Grand Island Senior High, Grand Island Northwest, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Giltner getting ready to serve it away. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It's the start of the 2013 State High School Volleyball Tournament as Grand Island Northwest will battle Beatrice, and we'll have all the action for you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. Grand Island Northwest wearing their traditional black uniforms with gold trim. Also black uniforms for Beatrice with the orange trim. Teams that are familiar with each other from a variety of different sports. Of course, Beatrice so good in girls basketball. Their volleyball team back here at the state tournament. And Northwest, the defending state basketball and volleyball champions. And they're trying to make this three in a row here as they get ready for another run. And the last run here in Grand Island, because, of course, the state volleyball tournament will return to Lincoln in the Pinnacle Bank Arena and the renovated Devaney Center starting next year. So I think probably pretty special today for Senior High and Northwest. And I know Central Catholic is bummed that their eight-year run was snapped coming out of the toughest C1 district. But some great, great volleyball here in Grand Island. And the opening serve will be from the Beatrice Lady Orange. They have won the toss. And to serve it away will be Hannah Laughlin to get our match underway. 64 consecutive wins for Grand Island Northwest. Now, they didn't go undefeated in the regular season last year. They had two early losses. They're undefeated this year at 36-0. And we're ready to put the ball in the air. Laughlin a few dribbles. And the first serve of the state tournament has been struck, and it'll float across to the libero Carlini, and we're underway. First swing by Sorhan. Off the tip, dug out in the back row. Beatrice will pass to the outside, and the first swing is going to be down and good by Cassidy Reitzman. Reitzman will get the first kill. No, excuse me, Sutter, 17, not 11. Sutter gets the first kill, and we are underway here in our state championship first round. So 1-0, Beatrice. And the serve away from Laughlin. Laughlin serves it deep, and it is out of bounds. Side out, Grand Island Northwest, and up first will be Mackenzie Burnham. Burnham, the center, 5'3 senior. Of course, leading the way, pretty balanced attack in kills. Sorhan first, Brown second, and Plocky right behind him in third. Very balanced all between 250 and 330. First tip is across there by Beatrice. It's down and good by Sutter. She is the team leader in kills with 274, and Cedar has two right there. Then you've got 209 from Jurgens, and you also have to see Higgins and Ragland over 150. But now Cedar goes to the back row to serve it away. Line drive picked up by Carlini. Bump set to the back row. Brown will take the attack, and it's deep and out of bounds. And Beatrice is up by a count of 3-1. So a couple of errors early on here for Northwest. And Beatrice takes advantage. This is exactly where they want to be. Get off to a good start here against not the number one seed, but the number one team. And don't forget, Northwest is ranked number one in the all-class top 10 by the Omaha World Herald. A roll-across kill for Katie Plocky. And Northwest has their first kill of the match, 3-2. Northwest, as we said, not only number one in B, but number one, all class, and ready to serve it away. Sorhan with that jump serve, mishit it, into the net it goes, and Beatrice will get the ball right back, 4-2. And to serve it away will be their libero in Taylor Osborne. She has 26 ace serves, third on the team this season. Osborne floats it deep middle, Carlini has it, good pass up front. Burnham will go with the bump set, outside attack by Plucky is down and good. Doesn't take very long here for Northwest to get their offense rolling. Two quick kills, but also a couple of errors. We have not had a long point yet in this match. No rally as Carlini will serve it away. Should go deep middle. It's picked up there by Suter. Set to the outside. The attack by Higgins off the block into the crowd. Great job, Carlini. Northwest passes it over. It would have been out of bounds. Beatrice having trouble getting it back, and they won't. Good hustle by Angie Carlini to keep that ball in play for the Vikings, followed there by the center, Mackenzie Burnham, near the scorer's table, and we are tied 4-4. Carlini serve. Angie will float it across, picked up there by Osborne. Beatrice goes with the middle, tipped into the net. Error, 5-4 Northwest. So it hasn't been overly clean here early on, and you would expect that on a 9 a.m. game, first match of the state tournament. No matter how good you are, you know there's going to be a few nerves out there. Carlini looking for three in a row, keeps firing it to Osborne. Here's the bump set from off the net on the outside. The swing by Jurgens is going to be deep and out of bounds, and it is 6-4. Northwest has scored four in a row. Again, we play the best of five here at the state tournament, just as we did in the sub-districts and districts. Serve across, handled by Suter. Short set, tipped again, and it's going to be in for Beatrice, and getting the kill that time for the Lady Orange is Kim Higgins. Second kill for Beatrice, set aside out here, and in to serve it away will be Allison Politsky. Politsky back to serve it away here for the Lady Orange. We'll keep you up to date on some of the other matches that are going on around the state tournament as well, so keep it here. As the serve floats across, stays in the middle, Sorahan, bump set to the back row. Brown off the back foot, drives it across. Osborne, dumped across there by the center in Laughlin. Takes no time for the ball to get to Plocky. Plocky on the right side will drive it in, and good. Third kill for Katie. She's got all three kills here for Grand Island Northwest. And now she will rotate back and serve the volleyball away. 7-5 Northwest. We're here in the opening set. And the serve is across. Picked up in the middle of the volleyball floor. They'll set it to the outside. Another roll across that time from Jurgens. Back row, here's Sorhan, and she's deep and out of bounds. Side out for Beatrice, 7-6. Back to serve it away will be Courtney Jurgens. Jurgens, 22 ace serves on the season for the Lady Orange. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament here on Classic Hits. First set, Class B. Northwest Plocky has to set. Brown rotates into the front row, punches it across to Suter, set it back to Torian. She'll take it off the tip and Sorhan with the dig. Plocky back set right side, and Northwest dumped it into the net. Four hits will be called. Not a lot of elevation there for Aaron Schleicher, who had just checked into the ball game. 7-7, game one. Jurgens looking for two in a row. It's been kind of one and two at a time right now for Beatrice. Clips the net, floats across. Carlini goes low to pick it up. Bump set outside Schleicher over the double block. It is out of bounds. And Beatrice has regained the lead here in the first set, 8-7. And Jurgens, the first player to get more than 1 point on serve. And she'll try to take it near line at Brown. Plocky sets Brown from off the net, tip into the block. A nice block for Beatrice. Teaming up Suter and Higgins. The block will be credited to Higgins. And it's 9-7 Beatrice here in game one as the Lady Orange have scored four in a row. Jurgens serve. Takes it across to Sorhan. Tight to the net. Plocky set middle. It'll be punched across there by Keezer. Handled by the Orange. They'll swat it across to Northwest. They'll play it again outside Schleicher. Half swing picked up by Suter. Beatrice slides right side. The attack, Carlini. Oh, nice save that time by Brown, and she'll get the kill. It was a line drive pass headed to the net, and Brown was able to redirect it across for her first kill of the match. And a point for Grand Island Northwest will send Brown back to serve it away. Trailing 9-8 here in game one. And Brown serve right on that back line, deep middle, set right side, has to be tipped across again. Beatrice trying to play the off-speed game right here. Sorhan, no off-speed there. That power down and good. Aaron Sorhan with her first kill, and we're tied 9-9 here in game number one. Brown looks for a run here for the Lady Vikes. Get some space here in game one from the Orange. Brown, half step, high arching serve, picked up in the middle of the floor there by the libero. Osborne tipped across again by Higgins. Northwest rolls it off the back foot there from Schleicher. Back row, they're going to go 10-foot line, and the attack is deep by Suter for Beatrice. And we've gone on a few mini runs now, and Northwest regains the lead by a score of 10-9. So just as Beatrice got things going, they give it right back over to Northwest, and the Vikes with three in a row. Osborne handles it back line for Beatrice, set to the outside. Here again, Suter on the angle attack, Brown with the dig. Plocky sets outside, Sorhan tight to the net, fires it across. Osborne with the dig. Here's Suter right back for the Orange, and she's in. Corey did a good job of surveying the floor and finds the back right corner for her third kill. And it's 10-10, game one, a tight opening set. Jordan Ragland comes back into the ball game here for Beatrice. And to serve it away will be Monica Meyer, who comes in to serve and play back row. Meyer, knuckleball serve over to Carlini. Plotky sets outside, tipped into the block. Sorhan, she'll dig her own block to the outside. Sorhan rolls it across and finds the floor. Aaron Sorhan with her second kill. Northwest 11 and Beatrice 10. Kennedy Keyser will go back and serve it away now for Northwest. Kennedy again, half step, floats that one deep, mishandled the back row by the Orange. They'll have to pass it up front and bump it across there with Laughlin. Free ball, Northwest. Sorhan from off the net, clipped the tape and it went down. Hitting that tape that time for Sorhan. Left it in front of the back row, took the momentum off that, and it's 12-10. Northwest has scored five of the last 6 points. Keyser on the serve. And Kennedy will hammer this one deep middle. Picked up there by Juergens. Set to the outside. Suter, big swing off the tip. We have got a net violation in the middle of this on Grand Island Northwest. Trying to catch the block up front. They graze the net. And the Orange will get the volleyball as we start our second turn through the rotation. It will be Hannah Laughlin. She got Beatrice off to the 3-1 lead. And Laughlin serve. Cuts it across to Brown. Plocky bump set. Sorhan from the middle this time. Osborne with the dig. Beatrice short set middle. They'll throw it across that time with Meyer to the outside. Sorhan block, digs it out of the net. Joust at the net. That one's won by Beatrice and in the net called on Northwest. 13-11. Beatrice, 12-12. Beatrice has tied it up. And Laughlin to serve. Hannah takes a little extra time, and into the net it goes. So back over to Northwest. We're midway through the opening game. 13-12 Northwest. Back in will be Mackenzie Burnham to serve it. And checking out is Schleicher. Normal rotation here for Grand Island Northwest. And the serve across. Picked up by Osborne. Good pass up front. High set to the outside. It's tipped across by Ragland. Northwest goes outside. Sorhan, big swing. And the dig goes all the way up into the rafters. Nothing hit, but it'll be returned here by Beatrice. The Lady Orange gets set on defense as Sorhan rolls it across on the soft one. Northwest waiting for the attack by Suter. Blocked up front that time by Martin. Back over to the Orange. Tip it into the corner. We've got a good rally going here. Dumped over by the center, Burnham. Quickly returned by the Orange. Plocky sets outside. Sorhan near the block on the line. The block was late getting over there. They didn't secure the line, and Sorhan now with four kills. Aaron with four. Plocky had the first three, and Northwest now up by a score of 14-12. And served by Burnham. Handled by the Orange. They're going to go back row attack here. Take it across by Juergens. Northwest digs. Right side Plocky comes on the near line. Dug out by Juergens. Set back to Suter on the outside. She's through the block and good. Fourth kill for Tori Suter. And Beatrice playing very, very strong here. And they lost their last two matches before playing Sydney in the sub-state where they were pushed. But they're looking good right here. And Tori Suter to serve it away. Trailing 14-13. Across it comes to Sorhan. Northwest sets middle. Here's the attack, Martin, and she is in the corner for the kill. First for Alyssa Martin. Martin, not one of the top attackers on this team, just her 70th kill of the match, but she puts it away, and that'll bring the jump serve of Aaron Sorhan into play here for Northwest. She missed the first one. That one is easily across. Picked up by Osborne. Set right side, and Raglan off the tip. Goes into the back row. Northwest has to be set across by Brown. Takes it as deep as she can to Suter. They'll set middle. Raglan blocked up front. And an ace block for Martin. The first ace block of the match here for Grand Island Northwest. 16-13. And we've got our first time out of the match here by Beatrice. Opening game of this Class B quarterfinal. It's Northwest 16, Beatrice 13. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports action. State volleyball over the next 3 days, and then back to the Class C and D state football semifinals Monday and Tuesday. Aaron Sorhan now to serve it away for Northwest out of the Beatrice timeout. Northwest leads at 16-13. Suter out of the back row. It's dug out by Sorhan. Mackenzie Brown from the 10-foot line fires it over. Osborne keeps it alive for the Lady Orange. An off-balance swing is rolled over there by Juergens. Tight to the net. Good save there by the center in Burnham. And Plocky's able to terminate. Plocky with her fourth kill. She has four. Sorhan has four, and Sorhan now to serve. 17-13, largest lead of the first set by either team. Osborne on the ding. Outside attack again. Comes near corner for Juergens. Northwest digging everything right now, and Brown will terminate. Mackenzie Brown with her second kill. The first one was on just a tip across, so her first swing that finds the floor. And it's 18-13. Three in a row for Sorhan, looking for more. Aaron's jump serve. Not a lot of spin on that one, so handled easily by the Orange. Back row Suter on the attack. Sorhan with the dig. Here's the set, Burnham. Middle for Martin, and that one is deep out of bounds. Point Beatrice, and that'll snap a nice run here by Northwest. Beatrice was up 9-7. Since then, it's an 11-5 run by the Vikes. And back to serve it away will be Taylor Osborne. Trailing here in the first set, now 18-14. Osborne, deep middle, might have been close to out, but Sorhan Carlini played it. It has to be bumped across here. So a free ball for the Orange. They go outside, and Juergens blocked up there by Martin. Dig by Suter. Again, it's going to be partially blocked up front, and in the net, called on Beatrice this time. Alyssa Martin, who is leading the team in blocks, has been solid here the last few points up front, and Carlini will serve it away. 19-14, little trouble there on serve receive, and Beatrice ends up bumping it across with Laughlin. Northwest tries to go quick, and they overpass it, so it's tipped over there by Plocky. Outside attack, taken over by Juergens, and Northwest now gets a swing from Brown on the left side. And in the net, didn't matter, it was down by Brown. Give credit for the kill to Mackenzie Brown. And had it not went to the floor, they would have got the point on a service error. On a net violation, 20-14. Carlini serves it across. And a little overset that time, has to be bumped across by Juergens. Plocky, attack blocked. Plocky out of the net, sets it outside Brown. Brown, termination, and Northwest now, after a little bit of a sluggish start, has found their stride, and another timeout by Beatrice. Game one, it's Northwest 21, Beatrice 14 on Classic Hits.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
In Class A, Millard West has taken the first set from Grand Island, 25-10. Here, Carlini serves it away. Northwest leading Beatrice 21-14. And a kill from the Lady Orange as we come back to action. Courtney Jurgens will get her first. The roll clipped the net and fell across. But it's 21-15 Northwest. And Allison Politsky is in to serve it away. Beatrice was right there, 12-12. And then Northwest went on a beautiful run, 9-1 to supposedly put this one away. They need 4 points as Brown tips it across, and now they need three. So Mackenzie Brown with 5 kills here in the first set. 4 out of the last 6 points have been her putaways. And Schleicher down. And Schleicher back into the front row as Plocky goes to serve it. Plocky floats it across at Suter. Here's the back set. It's a little wide, so it has to be bumped across there by Higgins. Plocky sets outside. Brown off the block, popped into the back row. Suter. Pass tight to the net. Outside attack is going to be driven down and good by the Orange, and Courtney Jurgens has 2 in a row. Just the 7th kill here in the first set for Beatrice. Our next game here, Waverly and Norris. And again, the winner of this gets a lot of time off. They don't play till 6:30 tomorrow in the quirky scheduling. To the outside, Schleicher will set it into the back corner. Northwest 3 points away from the opening set. Dumped across and in the net, called on Northwest. Didn't matter. It was down to the floor for Kim Higgins. A couple of those where the ball was already on the floor and in the net called, 22-17. Jurgens looking for another service point here. The pass off the mark, but a good adjustment by Plocky just to get it in the air for Brown, and Brown will finish. Mackenzie Brown with her 6th kill, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Great job there by Plocky to keep that ball out of the net. All senior starters for this Northwest team at 36-0. Serve across by Brown, set to Suter on the outside. She's over the double block. Brown's there for the dig. Plocky sets it all the way to the other wing. Take it across Sorhan, and we are at game point. Aaron with her 5th kill, and it's 24-17. Grand Island Northwest. Brown steps back to serve it to try and put the Vikings up here. They have not lost a set since playing Lakeview. They have not lost very many sets at all, and they're going to try and keep it that way here today. Suter on the outside into the net, and that is the end of game number one. So after being tied 12-12, Grand Island Northwest finishes it on a 13-5 run and captures the opening game 25-17 here at the State Volleyball Tournament. We'll be back and look at the first set numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers we had unofficially here in game one. For Beatrice, Hannah Laplin had 2 service points. Kim Higgins had an ace block and 2 kills. Courtney Jurgens had 4 service points and 2 kills. And Tori Suter had a service point and 4 kills. The Lady Orange had 8 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorhan, 3 service points, 5 kills. Mackenzie Burnham had a service point. Katie Plocky had 4 kills. Alyssa Martin had an ace block and a kill. Mackenzie Brown, 4 service points, team high 6 kills. Kennedy Keyser, a service point, and Angie Carlini, 5 service points. Northwest had 16 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serve as they win the opening game 25-17. Neither team had an ace serve, very unusual, but Northwest takes the opener, and we'll be back with game two right after this on Classic Hits.
Stock up on your Thanksgiving baking ingredients now at Super Saver. Start with Best Choice Sugar, 4 pounds for $1.48. Best Choice Flour in the 5-pound size is only 98 cents. A dozen large eggs for $1.18. Nestle Toll House Morsels, $1.85 for 12 ounces. Wesson Oil, the 48-ounce bottle for $2.58. And round it all up with Carnation Evaporated Milk, 12-ounce cans for 98 cents. Stock up now and save with Super Saver. We sell for less. Find more savings at super-saver.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
With our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Grand Island Senior High. We will be here for three matches today because the first two Class B matches are here. Northwest currently taking on Beatrice, then Waverly Norris. The final two Class B matches today will be over at the Heartland Events Center. All of C1 is here today. Kearney Catholic and Shadron at 4, Minden and Wahoo at 8:30. We also have the Bertrand-Wallace match coming your way at 6:30. Currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it is Giltner taking on Layton. And on 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Lutheran High Northeast. Northwest will serve it away to start game number two. They won the opener 25-17, and Burnham gets it across. Right side attack, Beatrice with the quick kill, Jordan Raglan. And just like they did in the opening game, the first point belonged to the Lady Orange here in game number two. Raglan with her first kill. And to serve it away will be Hannah Laughlin. 37 aces leads the team. It's usually what you expect to see from your number one server. Across to Plocky. She'll roll it over. Overpass here. Out of bounds. Give Plocky the kill. Katie with her fifth kill. And Northwest right there with their top hitters doing the job so far in the match. Six kills for Brown, five for Plocky and Sorhan. And Aaron now goes back to serve it away. Jump serve, might have tossed that behind her head, but it doesn't matter. She got it all, and there's an ace. First ace of the match belongs to Aaron Sorhan. And it's 2-1 in favor of Northwest. Sorhan fires away again. That one in the net. So the ace is negated by the service error, and it is 2-2. Giltner won the opening game 25-15 over Layton on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And the serve across by Suter. Here's an ace. Beatrice answers right back. 3-2, Orange. So no ace serves at all in game one, and two early ones here in game two. Suter serve. That one handled by Carlini. The set by Burnham. From the 10-foot line, Martin hit it deep and out of bounds. Beatrice was up 4-2 in game one. They're up 4-2 here in game two. So this rotation has worked okay for the Lady Orange early on in the match. And the serve. Beautiful topspin on that. Picked up by Sorhan. Set is a little behind Plocky. She'll float it across. And it's passed into the net. Beatrice getting it out of the net is Sexton. And it's passed over. Slide right side, Plocky, and she takes Suter off her feet. That's the old get out of your way. And Plocky with the kill. That'll be her sixth. Side out here for Northwest. And Carlini will serve it away. Carlini serve. It ties up Osborne. She was trying to get out of the way and couldn't. And it's an ace serve. Carlini, who had five service points in game one, gets her first here. And we've got a timeout called here by Beatrice. Unusual place to call a timeout. And Coach Carper is coming over to check something at the scores table. I'm not sure that she wanted a timeout, but she's checking on something, and it is 4-4. We'll take a break and be right back.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Senior High on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us for all of today's action as we are tied 4-4 in game two, and Carlini will serve it away. The first set went to Northwest, 25-17. And Carlini's serve off of her ace is mishandled right through the setter's hands, which you'll see from time to time trying to make that quick set. And it just went right through the fingers there of Laughlin. And a gimme point here for Northwest, 5-4. And they don't need a lot of those. Suter on serve receive, set to the outside. Big swing down and good by Courtney Jurgens, her third kill. Side out Beatrice. The Beatrice Lady Orange. Here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament. Looking for some history to be made here. They would love to snap this 64-game winning streak, but it's going to be tough as Sorhan rolls it across. Osborne with the high bump set very close to the net, and it took Beatrice into the net. Point ran out on Northwest, 6-5. Back to serve it away will be Katie Plocky. And Schleicher checks in here for Northwest. In the normal rotation. Beatrice looking for their first state tournament win since 2003. Ironically, they lost in the state final that year to Grand Island Northwest. As Northwest gets it to Brown on the outside, she drives it far corner. Suter with the dig. Sent back out there to Jurgens. Dug out by Northwest and set across. Run down to the corner. Just getting to it is Laughlin. Jurgens again on the swing, and it's deep and out of bounds. 7-5 Northwest. This set playing out so far identical to game number one. Both games, Beatrice led 4-2, and then you look up at the scoreboard, and Northwest is up 7-5. Plocky serve into the net, 7-6. And if things hold form, Beatrice would score the next 3 points. That's what happened in game one. And Politsky is in, although this is a different rotation. Politsky was not the one serving at this point in game number one. 7-6 Northwest here in the opener. And the serve taken across by Sorhan on the serve received to Brown. Brown tips it right into a block there. Swatted back by Jurgens to the outside. Here is Schleicher. She's blocked. Tries to dig her own block but can't. Ace block Kim Higgins. Second ace block for Higgins. It's 7-7. Best of five here at the state tournament. The winner of this plays at 6:30 tomorrow against either Norris or Waverly and the Nebraska signee Olivia Bender. Here's the set to the outside. It'll be rolled over by Schleicher. Picked up on the set. They'll go middle. The swing is across by Higgins. Good dig by Carlini. Sets a little wide. Brown punches it over. Chance here for the Orange, and the attack is deep. They're taking a lot of their attacks off the net here in this match to avoid the Northwest block, which is pretty solid. They've got all six gals that can do some work there at the net. So they're trying to get off that, get the angles, get the tips, get the rolls. Mackenzie Brown to serve here for Northwest, leading at 8-7, game two. Here's another one from the 10-foot line and another one that sails deep. And that unusual timeout at 4-4 to make an adjustment for Beatrice may come back and haunt them here a little bit if Northwest gets a run going. Brown to serve at 9-7. Picked up by Suter. Set it on the slide. Right side attack by Higgins, and it is out of bounds. So another error here for Beatrice, and it is 10-7. Northwest has found a way to keep a lot of the volleyballs in play. They've kind of controlled the tempo and the pace of this game. As the serve comes across to Jurgens, passes off the mark. Suter takes it across the back row. Good pancake dig that time by Brown. Passed across by Northwest. Free ball here. Quick in the middle. It'll be off the block and dug out by Brown. Rolled back over. Osborne, great save. Trying not to trip over each other. Beatrice does pass it across. Northwest goes quick. Plocky to Sorhan. Off the block. Down and good. Erin Sorhan with her sixth kill. Four in a row here for Northwest. They lead it by a score of 11-7. And Brown continues that run from the service line. She's got 7 points so far in a match. Takes it on the far wing, just inside the line. In the middle, the attack out and good for Kim Higgins. That'll be her third. Side out for Beatrice. Northwest, the winner of the opening game, 25-17. Another action. Millard West took the opening set, 25-10 from Grand Island. And Giltner took the first set from Layton, 25-15. And the attack, Sorhan, is lifted up there by Beatrice, and Erin will get her seventh kill. Don't forget that at the end of every one of our state volleyball matches, it will be the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, score updates, and more as Kennedy Keyser goes back to serve it here for the Vikes. Keyser floats that cross court to Suter, set it back to Torrey off the net. It goes over the block. Keyser digs in the back row. And Brown will have to punch it across. Well placed there to Juergens. Back set middle. It'll be thrown over there by Higgins. Northwest handles. Tip right back over by Sorhan. Suter goes low with the dig. Dumped across by the center in Laughlin. Here's Northwest to the outside. Sorhan. Her angle attack is picked up by Juergens. And now Suter throws it into the block of Northwest. Alyssa Martin. Second ace block for Martin. 13-8 Northwest. Great block, Martin, to keep the ball in front of her. Millard West leads in the second set over Grand Island, 19-15. And Lutheran High Northeast, a 26-24 win over St. Cecilia in the opening set. So our first little upset early on here. St. Cecilia down one game to none. Currently airing on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Keyser with the serve. We were waiting for a shoe to be tied, and that one is out of bounds. Side out here for Northwest. A lot of UNK ties here from the coaching staff, of course, with Melissa Carper and Diane Rose, who went into the UNK Hall of Fame earlier this fall. And Northwest, the defending state champion, on serve receive, and quickly finishes with Erin Sorhan off the serve of Monica Meyer. And that'll be the eighth kill for Sorhan. And Northwest up 14-9. They're not allowing the Lady Orange to get a run going on their serve, and back to serve it away will be number three, Mackenzie Burnham. Burnham goes to the far right-hand corner, couple of steps and a knuckleball across, didn't even spin half a rotation. Juergens sets outside, and Beatrice will get a kill with Raglan. Jordan with her second kill of this set. Side out for the Orange. Back to serve it away is Laughlin. Hannah with a couple in the first set early on. Not much since then. And across it comes. Picked up there by Carlini. Right side Sorhan. It's tipped at the net. Beatrice tips it back with Raglan, and Raglan will get the kill. Third for Jordan. And Beatrice trying to get something going here and get back into game number two. 25-17 Northwest in the first set, and they lead 14-11 here in game two of this best of five match. And waiting on the serve, Laughlin fires that one across. Carlini, perfect pass, set to the outside, Plocky, and it's that easy for Northwest. Katie Plocky, there's so much power, but it looks so smooth, so easy, not winding up from the ankles. And Plocky just does it so gracefully. And Sorhan with the jump serve into the net. So few errors from that jump serve here already in the match from Sorhan. She does have one ace and four total points, but also a couple of errors. And Tori Suter now to serve it away for the Lady Orange. And that one is deep and out of bounds, so the teams exchange service errors, and it comes right back across to Grand Island Northwest, and Carlini will serve it away. Again, Grand Island Northwest, Giltner, Millard West, and Lutheran High Northeast, the first set winners here in the 9 o'clock games. Here's Suter's attack picked up by Carlini. Brown comes up and sets it across. Handled there by Juergens. Right side swing taken over by Sexton, who's been very quiet in this match. Right side, Plocky rolls it across. Osborne with the dig. Sexton sets it outside. Juergens on the attack. Carlini back row dig. Bump set by Burnham, and the attack by Brown from the 10-foot line is good. That's when you can tell that you are a solid, solid attacker, when you can take just any set near you and finish it off. 17-12 Northwest. That's the first kill of this game, but seventh of the match for Brown, and the serve goes into the net. And that is the fifth service error of this set for Northwest, and that is helping keep Beatrice in game two. And to serve it away will be Taylor Osborne. Osborne floats that one deep middle to Sorhan. Burnham back set, Plocky, near side attack, good. Suter could only get a hand on it and sail it high into the Northwest student section. Plocky with eight kills, Sorhan with eight kills, and Brown with seven kills. The rest of the team, one. And Plocky now back to serve it away. That brings Brown back into the front row. Plocky dead middle to Suter. Short set, the attack. Was it in the net or was it blocked? They're going to say it was blocked up front by Kieser and Schleicher. And we'll give that one to Kennedy Kieser and call it 19-13 Northwest. Businesslike now that they have found their momentum. Plocky serves it across. Again, the pass tight to the net has to be tipped across and is by Ragland. Northwest floats it over with Brown. Back row attack for Suter. She blocked up front. Ace block, Schleicher. And Schleicher. At least I believe it was Schleicher. And a timeout will be called here by Beatrice with this score. Northwest 20 and Beatrice 13. We'll be right back.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle. So we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you. Like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. Doug Duda with you here in game two of our Class B quarterfinal. Northwest won the opener 25-17, and they lead Beatrice 20-13 here in the second set. Plocky is at the service line here for the Vikes. And Plocky served to Suter. Here's the set. They go middle. Has to be tipped over the double block, and good placement for the kill by Kim Higgins. That'll be her fourth kill. Goes along with a couple of ace blocks. And the Vikes will be on defense as Allison Politsky goes back to serve it away for the Lady Orange. And Politsky serve. Fires at far corner, tied up Brown. It's an ace. Very rare there. Mackenzie Brown wasn't exactly sure what to do with that. It got at her and came up on her a little quicker than she expected. Politsky with the second ace serve here for Beatrice. 20-15, trying to climb in one at a time. Politsky takes it at Brown again. That one's handled. Plocky sets it all the way to the outside. Schleicher punches it high in the air. Opportunity here for the Orange. They go middle with Higgins. Nice dig by Carlini to Schleicher. Schleicher's attack is dug out by Suter. Pass to the outside. The Orange on the swing and a one arm up by Sorhan off the swing of Juergens. Northwest Sorhan, they set it back to her big swing from the back line. The Orange will take it right over and it's in. The attack is down and good by Courtney Juergens. Sorhan was set up to play the ball, but thought that it was going to be deep, so she peeled out of the way, and it was not deep. Point, Beatrice. Politsky looking for three in a row here. And the serve. Right on the far wing to Brown, set it back to McKenzie over the double block. Good up by Osborne. Set there by Laughlin, and from the right side, good placement taken across by Tori Suter, her first kill of the second set. And Northwest is going to call timeout. That is four in a row by Beatrice. Northwest is still up, but now only by three, 20-17, game two.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Out of the Grand Island Northwest timeout, Beatrice continues to serve. Keyser with the middle attack. It's dug out, and here to the outside will be rolled over by Juergens. Great dig out of the back row. Sohan and Carly, they'll run into each other. And we have got a net violation in the middle of all this on Grand Island Northwest, and Beatrice has their longest run here of the opening, or of the match, actually. Five in a row, 20-18 Northwest. Seven-point lead cut to two. And Politsky serve, handled by Carlini. It's overpassed, but tipped down on a free ball kill. Courtney Juergens, her fifth, 20-19. So the Orange battled Northwest strong the first half of game one, and now they've got a great run going here late in game two. And Politsky for the tie. They let the serve go, and it's just out of bounds. Not the way the Lady Orange wanted to see this run in, but Northwest will get the ball back, and Mackenzie Brown will serve it away. Giltner has defeated Layton 25-13 in game two, so they lead. Giltner leads Layton 2-0. Northwest leads Grand Island 2-0. Outside Sorhan. Overpass Osborne, tight to the net, getting it out of there, and the roll across by Juergens again. Northwest sets outside Sorhan. She'll tip it. Handled there by Politsky. Juergens again the tip, and she under-tipped into the net it went. So back-to-back errors here by Beatrice. They're out of timeouts. So Coach Carper, all she can do is give some advice out there as Mackenzie Brown serves it away again. Brown strong serve to Suter. Short set middle. The attack over by Higgins. Dug out, and Sorhan will set it into the back corner. Osborne with the full diving dig, knocked across here for a Northwest attempt. Into the seats they go, and they cannot dig it out. Give the kill to Courtney Juergens, her sixth. Side out for the Orange, and she will go back to serve it now. Courtney Juergens, and you got to feel with this little comeback, the Orange better finish it or they're going to be in bad shape in this match. Middle attack, Sorhan cuts it from left to right and finds the opening. Aaron Sorhan, that is her team high ninth. Makes it 23-20, and Kennedy Keyser now will serve it away for the Vikes. And they are 2 points away from this opening set, or the second set, to go up 2-0. Keyser serve, overpass, close to the net, dumped across there. Nice save for the kill. Beatrice setter Hannah Laughlin gets her first kill. Kind of out of necessity there. Laughlin takes it over. And coming in to serve, Monica Meyer for the Lady Orange. 23-21 Northwest. Beatrice, the 7 seed. Northwest, the 2 seed, even though they're undefeated. The power points going to Lincoln Pius, the 10th at number one. And Meyer serves it well deep and out of bounds. So trying to be aggressive, trying to put some pressure on that Northwest back row. But instead, it's a point for the Vikes. And Northwest will send Mackenzie Burnham to serve it away. Game point here for the Vikes, 24-21. Burnham is ready to go, and the serve. Short one this time, picked up by Osborne. Stays in the back row. Suter from the 10-foot line. Blocked, but out of bounds, and Suter will get the kill. That'll be her sixth. Still in game two, Beatrice, but still two more game points for Northwest. And back to serve it away will be Hannah Laughlin. They need two out of her right now. 24-22, game point number two for Northwest. And Laughlin serve a knuckleball, just got across. Carlini barely picked it up. Brown goes all the way to the back line, bumps it over. Free ball here for Beatrice. They try to go quick, and in the net on Beatrice. Beatrice was trying to go quick and bumped into the net and bailed Northwest out on that point. And Northwest wins game two, 25-22, and now leads it two games to none here in the Class B quarterfinals. We'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. Let's look at game two unofficial stats. Starting with Beatrice, Allison Politsky had six service points, one of them ace. Hannah Laughlin, a service point and a kill. Jordan Ragland, three kills. Kim Higgins had an ace block and two kills. Courtney Jurgens, four kills. And Tori Suter, two service points, one was an ace, two kills. I had the Lady Orange for 12 kills, one ace block and two ace serves. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had an ace serve and four kills. Katie Plocky, three service points, four kills. Alyssa Martin had an ace block. Aaron Schleicher, an ace block. Mackenzie Brown, four service points, one kill. Kennedy Keiser, a service point and an ace block. And Angie Carlini had three service points. One was an ace. Only nine kills, but Northwest had three ace blocks and two ace serves to take game two, 25-22, after capturing the opener 25-17. So Northwest is a set away from their 65th straight win and a berth in the state semifinals. We'll be back with game three right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
And Beatrice will serve it away with Hannah Laughlin to start game three, and it's going to be an ace serve. And ironically, Beatrice has scored the first point in all three sets. They just haven't been able to, they've got off to 4-2 leads actually in all three sets. They just haven't been able to maintain that. We'll see if they can do it here. Laughlin's knuckleball is handled by Soran this time. Plocky sets outside for Martin. Martin off the block, down and good. Just the second kill of the match for Alyssa Martin. 9 for Sorhan, 8 for Plocky, 7 for Brown, 2 for Martin. Leading server is Brown and Carlini, each with 8. And to serve it away is Burnham. Mackenzie ace. And that'll be the first ace serve for Burnham. And it'll be the third ace serve for Grand Island Northwest. And they take a 2-1 lead. For Beatrice, Suter and Jurgens each have six kills to lead the way. Higgins has four kills and a couple of ace blocks. Serve over, pass tight to the net, set right side, Suter blocked. Sorhan and Martin with her third ace block. And back over to Northwest with Burnham to serve it away at 3-1. Burnham pulls the trigger. Sends this one in the middle to Osborne, passes off the mark. Back row, Suter has to take a swing at it, does. Burnham with the dig, Plocky dumps over the two ball, and that's the benefit to having that six-foot setter. Plocky with her kill, giving her her ninth. And for head coach Diane Rose, she's been very fortunate with her daughter, with Plocky, over the last, well, during the state tournament run, really, the last 8 years of having a tall setter. Serves across, middle tip, taken over by Beatrice, one arm up that time by Sorhan. Brown out of the back row, had to set it across. Picked up there by Laughlin. Suter takes it off the tip, and Brown with a dig. Here's the set, Burnham to the outside. Power tip across that time by Sorhan. Suter from the middle, rolls it across right at Burnham. Plocky sets. Sorhan gets a good look, and Sorhan will terminate for Grand Island Northwest. Number 10 for Aaron. 5-1 Northwest off to their best start in any of the three sets. And Burnham keeps the string going here across to Osborne. Good pass that time. It'll be Suter for the back row, throwing it across to Burnham. Sorhan gets another look. She's blocked, but out of bounds. And another kill for Erin Sorhan. That'll be her 11th. And time out, Beatrice. Beatrice has to find a way to get pumped up again here. They're down 2-0 and 6-1 in game number three. And we'll be back with more state volleyball tournament action right after this.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good thing.
Back to volleyball action here. Beatrice will get a kill from Tori Suter as we come out of the break and the Beatrice timeout to make it 6-2 Northwest. Northwest won the first two sets 25-17 and 25-22, and Suter will serve it across. Burnham has to run it down. She's the bump set to Plocky. Plocky finishes. Katie with her 10th kill. Don't forget at the end of our match, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. The next match here at Northwest will be a Class B quarterfinal between Waverly and Norris here at Senior High following our Northwest match. And in to serve it for the first time for Northwest is Alex Carlini, and it's out of bounds, so she'll check out and Sorhan will come in. Good chance there for Coach Rose to just get a little bit of experience on that state tournament stage, get some jitters out so that the next time that they need the younger Carlini, she'll be ready to roll. And here's Taylor Osborne to serve for Beatrice. Has to be passed across by Plocky. Here's the set to the outside and tipped across by Juergens. Northwest watches the ball fall to the floor. They dug it, and then they weren't sure the setter could get to it and burn him. And Plocky was all the way to the other side of the floor, and down to the floor it went. So a rare free point here for Beatrice. 7-4. And the serve. Crossed by Osborne. Set to the outside, Plocky rolls it into the middle. Dug out by Osborne. Here is a throw across by Higgins, and she is out of bounds. Point four, Northwest, 8-4. Keiser back into the front row here for Northwest, and it'll be Angie Carlini to serve. Carlini goes far opposite corner to Osborne. Short set middle, and a good swing for the Lady Orange. Down and good is Kim Higgins. That'll be her fifth. Side out Beatrice, the Lady Orange 22-11 on the season. They went on a whale of a run after their own Beatrice tournament. where they went just 1-5. And then they won 11 in a row before Gross clipped them in the second half of the year. Serve is across by Politsky. Back row, it'll be taken across by Brown from that 10-foot line. Short set, the attack thrown over strong by Higgins. Northwest scrambles. Sorhan takes a swing out of the back row, but it goes right into the block of Kim Higgins. Higgins has all three ace blocks here for Beatrice. Cuts the lead to 2 at 8-6. Politsky's the leading server because she went on that nice run of 6 in a row, or 5 from her, but a 6-point team run late in game 2. Politsky here, down the middle to Sorhan. Burnham sets outside. Brown waits for it to come down, drives it across. Osborne with the dig, stays in the back row. They'll have to pass it across. Keyser makes the play. Burnham, short set right side. Plocky is blocked, returned into the northwest net. They dig it out. Brown from the middle drives it through. Great play out of their own net for Beatrice, and a free ball across to the Vikes. Plocky, she'll dump it into the corner. Wide open, Katie Plocky says, no problem. 11th kill for Plocky. No real emotion change on Plocky's face. Just like, okay, we got things to do. And that'll be her 11th kill. 9-6, Plocky to serve. Floats it to Suter. Here is the set to the outside. It'll be driven across there by Jergens. Dug out northwest. They go to Brown. Brown over the double block, and it's good. 10-6. Brown had 6 kills, most of them late in that first set. Now a total of 8 in the match. And Plocky with her 4th point on serve of the match. 10-6 the serve. Osborne just picks it up. Set well off the net for Jergens. Attack is picked up Carlini. Plocky sets it out. Brown. Brown dumps it into the far corner. Dug out there by Osborne. Set middle and rolling it into the block for a Beatrice kill is Kim Higgins. The junior playing a fairly good match right here. 6 kills, 3 ace blocks. This Beatrice team, also plenty of seniors on it, but Sexton to sophomore, Higgins a junior. And serving it away will be Jergens. Down 10-7, right side Brown. The block was late getting there, and that's bad news for Beatrice. Mackenzie Brown with her 9th kill. Now she'll rotate back to serve it away. 11-7. Yeah, another volleyball action. It is Millard West up 2-0 on Grand Island and 17-13 in the third over at the Heartland Events Center. Here's Northwest Sorhan. Big swing, popped up off the block. Short set, tipped across again that time by Higgins. That time Northwest is ready. They go to Sorhan, sets it far corner. Dig made by Jergens, dumped across by Laughlin. Northwest goes to Keyser. She goes with an offhand tip that a lift called on Beatrice. Yep, they weren't expecting that. They were on the way down from their jump to block it, and all they could do is flick it back over. The lift was called. Give Keyser credit for the point. That'll be her first kill. 12-7 as Brown serves it across. Stays in the back row. Has to be passed over by the libero Osborne. So Plocky sets Sorhan. She's there with the attack. It's good. Sorhan with her match-high 12th kill. 5 of the last 6 have went to Northwest, and they lead it 13-7. Mackenzie Brown with 10 service points in the match. Trying to finish this one off. In other action, Giltner up 2-0 over Layton, currently on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's been a battle between St. Cecilia and Lutheran High Northeast on 1230 KHAS as Suter blocked, and it's in. Schleicher gets the ace block. Northwest was jumping on their tiptoes to see if it would stay in, and Schleicher gets her second ace block, and we have got a timeout on the floor by Beatrice. Here in the third set, with Northwest up 2-0, the Vikings lead the Orange 14-7.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Doug Duda back with you here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament at Grand Island Senior High. Mackenzie Brown continues to serve it away here. Out of the Beatrice timeout, it was right on that back line, played by Politsky, and then passed across, free ball Northwest. Schleicher is going to set it, and she's not the setter. They call her for the double hit. 14-8, Beatrice. It's all over in Class A. Millard West has swept Grand Island 25-10, 25-16, and 25-18. Millard West heads into the Class A state semifinals. And Meyer to serve it away for Beatrice, and it is deep and out of bounds. We invite you to join us on ESPN 1460 or 1550 for the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Getting underway just after 11 o'clock. Jared Crick, the former Husker and Houston Texan, will join us. Paul Kondike from Spartan Magazine to talk Michigan State football. And we answer fantasy football questions with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Plus, hopefully a quick chat with Diane Rose. We'll see how that goes as well. As Martin floats it across here for the Vikings, it's over past Joust at the net, tipped once by Sorhan, and they can't get it. Four hits eventually called on Northwest. Side out Beatrice, and back into the ball game will be the 6'1 sophomore Hannah Sexton. And to serve it away to start their rotation again is Hannah Laughlin. Laughlin to serve. Down though, 15-9. A lot of work to do, and that goes into the net. Back-to-back service errors here for Beatrice. As the match has went on, they have had a few more errors. Guess and Coach Carper saying we need to stay aggressive at that service line as they have two ace serves in the match. And Burnham to serve now. Had an ace serve earlier in this game. Right side Suter blocked, and an ace block. Sorhan is going to get her first. Aaron Sorhan getting some help that time from Martin, but I've got seven ace blocks of the match for Grand Island Northwest, 17-9 in favor of the Vikings. And Burnham served. Handled that time by the libero Osborne. The attack by Sexton goes off the net, goes off the block, and good. And for Hannah Sexton, that'll be her first kill. 17-10, and Suter to serve it away. Suter. Medium toss, goes right down the middle to Carlini. Burnham has to run it down. Bump set back row Brown on the attack. Suter with the dig back row Beatrice to the outside Juergens. She'll drive it across. Brown dig. Burnham with the set to the outside. Sorhan block. One arm save by Carlini, but not enough. And a block up front for Beatrice. Jordan Raglan and Hannah Sexton. Looks like Raglan, even though she was the shorter of the two, was the one that they were pointing to make the play, so that's where we'll go with it. Suter with the serve. Beatrice was down 20-13, scored six in a row in game number two. They're down 17-11 here. Can they get a run going? Osborne sets off the net. Here's the attack by Juergens. Good dig that time by Plocky from the back row. Brown elevates and floats it across. Here is the set by Laughlin to the outside. The attack into the double block. Nice job, Plocky, to dig it out of there. Martin will pass it across. Beatrice goes again. Here's the middle, taken across that time by Raglan, and it's good. Raglan, again, Beatrice has kind of went to a couple of gals that have not been involved much in the offense lately, and Raglan gets her fourth kill. Three in a row here for Beatrice. 17-12 Northwest. Down the middle it goes to Carlini. Set right side, Sorhan blocked again. Ace block, Courtney Juergens. Four in a row for Beatrice, 17-13. Coach Rose had to use a timeout in game one. See if she's forced to use one here in game two. That'll be whether Northwest can stop this run. Overpass tight to the net. They stepped across the net and missed the call. And Northwest is going to get the point. Ooh, a break there for Northwest because the center, Burnham, stepped across the center line and they didn't call it. And I believe you give credit that time to Martin for the point. And it is 18-13. At least it appeared that she stepped across the line. And now Carlini is going to go back and serve. That's Alex in. Pass tight to the net. And a good save that time for Beatrice to get it out of there and run it across. It's Raglan. And that took some work, but Raglan picks up the point for Beatrice. Northwest is up 2-0 at 18-14 here in the third, but Beatrice trying to hang on in game three. They're scratching back, down by four now. Osborne with the serve, right at Brown. Set it back to McKenzie from the 10-foot line. Goes angle to Suter. Here's Laughlin with the set to the outside. Juergens off the block, down and good. That's eight kills for Courtney Juergens, and that's a team high. And Beatrice has scored six of the last 7 points. They were down 17-9. Now it's 18-15. And Osborne with the serve. Osborne goes deep middle to Carlini. Burnham sets. Plocky from the middle drives it across. Suter's there. Short set Beatrice at the attack, driven strongly across by Higgins. And Carlini has to take it across from the back row for the Vikes. Beatrice to the back row themselves. Suter takes it over. And in the net called on Northwest. 18-16, and a timeout will be called right here by Coach Rose. And Beatrice has gotten up off the mat, and they're right back in this third set. Northwest 18, the Lady Orange 16. We'll be right back on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden.
Stock up on your Thanksgiving baking ingredients now at Super Saver. Start with Best Choice Sugar, 4 pounds for $1.48. Best Choice Flour in the 5 pound size is only 98 cents. A dozen large eggs for $1.18. Nestle Toll House Morsels, $1.85 for 12 ounces. Wesson Oil, the 48 ounce bottle for $2.58. And round it all up with Carnation Evaporated Milk, 12 ounce cans for 98 cents. Stock up now and save with Super Saver. We sell for less. Find more savings at super-saver.com.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn Pivot dealer around.
Taylor Osborne serves again out of the timeout. Brown can only pass it across. Beatrice could cut it to one. They go middle. The attack is dug out by Sorhan. Set back to Aaron in the back row. Off the net, off the block. Good save that time by Higgins. Outside attack blocked by Martin. Brown and Martin double up there to get the block on Juergens. And that'll be the fourth ace block for Alyssa Martin. And out of the timeout, Northwest gets the ball. And Angie Carlini serves it across. Set middle of the attack. Beatrice is deep but out of bounds. And just that quick out of the timeout. In about 15 seconds, Northwest picks up 2 points and they're back up by four. At the end of the match, whenever that is, the Misco Sports postgame show. Serve across to Suter. Beatrice needs to get it back here. They'll go with a soft swing on the outside. Juergens set high to Brown from the 10-foot line. Took something off it and got the kill. Number 10 for Mackenzie Brown. She's the third Viking in double-digit kills here in this state quarterfinal. And it's 21-16. Beatrice has already used both their timeouts after falling down 17-9. Middle tip taken across there by Higgins, close to the net. The attack by Keyser blocked. Blocked by Courtney Juergens. That's the fourth ace block of this set for Beatrice, helping to keep them alive. And now Allison Politsky, who's put together a couple of nice runs, is back there in what could be the last gasp for the Lady Orange. Their season 4 points away from being over. Cross-corner serve, they get it to Carlini. Set outside Keyser, takes it across Suter dig. Here's the set to the outside, Juergens off the block. Plocky mishit it. She tried to block it, it went straight in the air. She was gonna take a quick swing at it and basically whiffed, just got a little bit of it with her fingertip and into the net it went. Seventh kill for Higgins, 21-18. Beatrice down by three. And the serve again to Carlini. Set Plocky. Brown a little off balance, so didn't get much on it, but an overpass that time by Suter. It's a free ball tipped down by Brown. McKenzie with 11 kills, 22-18, Northwest. Schleicher into the front row. And it'll be Katie Plocky to serve here for the Lady Vikes. Plocky serve. Spins it across to Suter. Here's the slide right side, but another tip that time by Higgins. Has to be set back across by Plocky, and it's well placed for the kill. Not only did she serve the point, she got the kill. And it's 23-18. 2 points away from their 65th consecutive win. And the serve. Down the near sideline, it's handled there by Suter. Set outside, offhand tip that time by Juergens to stay out of the net. Brown on the attack and an error. Rare error here today from Northwest. Side out Beatrice. Back to serve will be Courtney Juergens. Northwest up 2-0 and 23-19 in the third. Juergens serve. Dove down on Brown, set it back to McKenzie from the back row. Osborne with a good dig at the net. They'll get it middle. The attack is going to be blocked up front. Back row, quick swing that time for Juergens. Northwest will go right side. Here's Brown, out of bounds. Point Beatrice, 23-20. Beatrice has not been solid in every rotation, but they found a couple of spots here throughout the night. They just have had too big of a hole to dig out of. Serving across by Juergens, and Keyser standing. Spike takes it across, picked up there by Politsky, taken over by Suter. Northwest back set. Schleicher takes it over. Opportunity here, Beatrice. They slide it right. Another tip, and it is a pancake dig, but then pass back out of bounds. Northwest dug it out of the net, and it hit the antenna. So give the kill to Kim Higgins, and it's a two-point game, and Northwest is going to use their final timeout. They don't want to go four sets. Beatrice has scored three in a row and trail 23-21 here in the third set. We'll be right back.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We've got a final score, our second final of the morning. From over at Grand Island Central Catholic, Giltner has completed the sweep of Layton, winning the third set 25-17. Giltner will advance on to a 2 o'clock match tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 against either Sterling or Meade. And serving it right now is Courtney Juergens for Beatrice. Northwest leads 23-21. They go Brown, middle Brown, terminates. I think Coach Rosé told him, let's quit messing around. Let's go to our power. And Mackenzie Brown will get that kill, her 12th. Now Brown to serve, and it is match point for Northwest, 24-21 Vikings. And Brown serve. Floats it safely across to Osborne. Here is the set in the middle of the floor. The back row attack taken across by Juergens. Plocky sets. Sorhan on the attack, and the Vikings are on to the state semifinals. The 13th kill for Aaron Sorhan as the Big Three went 13-12-12 in the kills from Brown, Plocky, and Sorhan. And this match comes to an end. Grand Island Northwest 37-0 on the season. Their 65th consecutive win, 25-17, 25-22, and 25-21. Beatrice will end their season at 22-12. We'll come back and take a look at the final numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High, where our first match of the day is in the books. Grand Island Northwest completing the sweep, of Beatrice, 25-17, 22, and 21. Up next here, our second Class B quarterfinal between Waverly and Norris. And, of course, Waverly played Northwest last year in the state semifinals, and it could be another matchup tomorrow at 6:30. And you'll hear that game right here on Classic Hits. The game will be at the Heartland Events Center. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, keeping you geared up for the games for years. With a great selection to choose from, you can get your game on at Misco's. See you before the games begin, so you'll be better equipped for the contest you play. Misco Sports, serving Nebraska from their storefront location in Ord. We will take a look at the final stats right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to follow all of the area high school athletes, including Grand Island Northwest this morning. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Here are the numbers I had from the third set. First of all, for Beatrice, Allison Politsky had two service points. Hannah Laughlin had an ace serve. Hannah Sexton had a kill. Taylor Osborne had three service points. Jordan Raglan had an ace block and two kills. Kim Higgins had an ace block and four kills. Courtney Juergens, two service points, two ace blocks and two kills. And Tori Suter, three service points and one kill. I had Beatrice for 10 kills, four ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Grand Island Northwest, it was Aaron Sorhan with an ace block and four kills in that set. Mackenzie Burnham had five service points. One was an ace. Katie Plocky had a service point and four kills. Alyssa Martin, two ace blocks, two kills. Aaron Schleicher had an ace block. Mackenzie Brown had four service points and five kills. Kennedy Keiser had a kill, and Angie Carlini had two service points. Very solid third set, the best of the three that Northwest played. 16 kills, four ace blocks, and one ace serve as they win it 25-21 and sweep the match. We'll come back and give you the cumulative stats right after the sports postgame show.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it.
And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Doug Duda with you here on the opening day of the state volleyball tournament. Let's take a look now at the cumulative stats of our opening match between Northwest and Beatrice. And for Beatrice, I had Allison Politsky, their leading server. She had 8 points. One of those was an ace. Hannah Laughlin, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Hannah Sexton, one kill. Taylor Osborne had three service points. Jordan Raglan had an ace block and five kills. Kim Higgins led the team with three ace blocks. She also tied for the team high in kills with eight with Courtney Juergens, who had 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 6 service points, and Tori Suter, 6 service points, 1 was an ace, and 7 kills. I had Beatrice for 3rd kills, 6 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves, as the Lady Orange will end their season at 22-12. For Grand Island Northwest, Erin Sorhan had 4 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and a match-high 13 kills. Mackenzie Burnham had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Katie Plocky had 5 service points and 12 kills. Alyssa Martin had a match-high 4 ace blocks and 3 kills. Erin Schleicher had 2 ace blocks. Mackenzie Brown led the team in serving with 12 points. She also had 12 kills. Kennedy Keyser, 2 service points, an ace block, and a kill. And the libero, Angie Carlini, had 10 service points. One of those was an ace. I had Northwest for 41 kills, 8 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves, as Northwest improves to 37-0 this season, winning their 65th consecutive match, 25-17, 25-22, and 25-21. The Vikings will head on to tomorrow night's semifinal at 6:30 at the Heartland Event Center against the winner of our next match between Waverly and Norris. Hastings St. Cecilia has taken the 3rd set from Lutheran High Northeast. They're now up 2-1. That match currently airing on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Earlier, Millard West swept Grand Island and Giltner swept Layton to advance on. We'll be back and wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Brand new 2014 Ford F-250 Crew Cab 4x4, a Lariat with a 6.7 Power Stroke diesel. Has trailer tow and navigation. Ask about manufacturer's rebates and factory bonus cash. Or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads.
Well, here's your state tournament update. In Class A, Millard West, a straight set winner today over Grand Island, 25-10, 25-16, and 25-18. The 11 a.m. match at the Heartland Event Center will be between Millard North and Papillion La Vista. Then Omaha Marion and Lincoln Southwest at 2. Lincoln North Star will then be taking on Southeast at 4 o'clock. In the Class B competition up next here, Waverly and Norris. Then tonight at the Heartland Events Center, Lincoln Pius the 10th and Elkhorn South at 6:30, Aurora and Scott at 8:30. In C1, all here at Grand Island Senior High at 2, Ogallala plays Wayne. Then Kearney Catholic Shadrid at 4 here on Classic Hits. Columbus Scotus Syracuse at 6:30. And Minden Wahoo 8:30 here on Classic Hits. In C2, St. Cecilia currently leads Lutheran High Northeast 2-1. That's on 12:30 KHAS. These games are being played at Northwest High School. Crofton will play Palmyra at 11. Ord and Freeman at 2. West Point Guardian Angels and Humphrey Lindsayoli family will play at 4. In D1, all their matches are at Central Catholic, St. Mary's and Cross County at 2. Friend and Chambers Wheeler Central at 4. Bruning Devon, Port Shickley Brady at 6:30. And then Axtell will play Howells Dodge tonight at 8:30. You'll hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Giltner swept out Layton. They will advance on to the 2 o'clock semifinal tomorrow here at Grand Island Senior High against either Sterling or Meade. They play the 11 o'clock game at Central Catholic. Then tonight in D2, Bertrand and Wallace will be right here on Classic Hits at 6:30. And Stewart will play Fall City Sacred Heart at 8:30. Another balanced attack from Grand Island Northwest. 13 kills for Erin Sorhan, 12 for Katie Plocky and Mackenzie Brown as they sweep Beatrice 25-17, 22, and 21. They'll play tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Heartland Events Center here on Classic Hits. Our next match here on Classic Hits, 4 o'clock this afternoon, Kearney Catholic and Shadron here at Grand Island Senior High. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports. Be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco Sports. We will be switching over to ESPN Radio for the Doug and Daddy Show. Join us at 11 o'clock. But until volleyball returns at 4, Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and enjoy your day.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.